Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me this week. I trust you have been refreshed. I know I have, just sharing God's Word about the importance of being renewed. God has very clear instructions in the Word of God how we can be supplied when we're in a time of need, when we need our bodies, minds, soul, spirits, all that we are. There are times we just need to be renewed. And God's not going to leave us in a place of weakness and fatigue. He gives us examples. We need to be renewed in our mind. That's one of our responsibilities. Again, a passage of scripture I shared was Ephesians 4:23-24. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then you put on the new man, the man that has been saved at experience Christ, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And so that renewal of the mind is so critical, not just in the everyday experience of thinking those things that are good and lovely of a good report, but it's a means of transforming our lives. And then, of course, also there's a time that we just need to be renewed on a physical or spiritual level. We get tired. We get weary. Jesus did. Remember? He fell asleep when there was a storm on the Sea of Galilee and the disciples had to waken him. You'd have to be awfully tired to be able to sleep when the boat was tossing in the wind. And so there's a spiritual principle that we need to be able to renew our strength spiritually as well as physically. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we're promised a renewal of strength in Isaiah 28:12. There's a rest wherein the weary are rested and a refreshing. God promises that. And when we experience God's presence in our own personal time or when we're in a service of the body of believers and there's the anointing and presence of God, there's rest and comfort and peace. That's what God imparts to us when we're seeking Him. And if these attributes of God are eternal, comfort and peace and tranquility, why are these treasures so short-lived in our lives? Well, like all worthwhile things in life, treasures from God just don't happen. I mean, if we're going to go on a program of losing weight, we have to change our eating habits. Obviously, the present eating habits we have gotten us to the place where we're at, so we have to make changes, and we have to be willing to accept whatever discipline that we would decide to take in order to achieve the results we want. And beloved, we can build and develop a capacity for these things, the peace of God, the strength of God. A promise of rest and refreshing is for everyone. God does not exclude anyone, but we have to receive and respond and submit to His call to experience the results. And so, beloved, spiritual renewal begins when we enter into God's rest. That's important to understand. And now, the third thing we're going to look at is renewal of the inner man, or the spiritual renewal of the heart. We've looked at the renewal of the mind, the renewal of our strength, and now the renewal of the inner man, which is given to us. It is that inner man which is created in Christ Jesus. Psalm 23:3 says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And 2 Corinthians 4:15-16 declare, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. That's what Paul's saying. We're not going to faint. We're not going to be turned aside. We're just not going to pass out. But though the outward man perish, that's true. All of us, from the day of our birth, we begin a process, our physical body, a process of deterioration until the time of our death. Yet, he says, the inward man is renewed day by day. That's the inner man of the heart. And so, what are, if you will, some basic steps to spiritual renewal? And beloved, it's really urgent to understand spiritual renewal comes from the Lord. It's not a product of human effort or anxiety. You cannot work yourself up into being spiritually renewed. You'll wear yourself out. Flesh, blood, talent, tears, energy, effort, they have never produced spiritual results or advance. How are victories won? Well, the Lord tells us very simply, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Lord. It's all about submitting to Him and obeying Him. And His, you know, it's not a hard or difficult path. It's just one of surrender. The thing is, it's the base, you know, the basic nature of the carnal man, which is rebellion and stubbornness. I don't want to. No, I'm going to. It's just like a child, a toddler growing up. No, I don't want to. Do they really feel that way? They're just going to do it because they can say it. And so we're like little toddlers sometimes, and it's important to understand what God is expecting of us. And let's start with the very first step, which is Christianity 101. There's repentance and forgiveness. My friend, I don't know if there's anything beyond unforgiveness and weariness that they're bedfellows. If we will not forgive, beloved, that is a spiritual... Our Heavenly Father won't forgive us. That's what Jesus said. It's very serious. Unforgiveness drains one's vitality. It saps energy. It takes a lot of strength and effort to nurse a grudge, to hold something against someone. Beloved, if you have anything, if the enemy's trying to make you annoyed or angry or upset at someone and you're just as mad as a hornet, let's stop right now. Father, Lord, you see how the enemy tries to torment and to bring strife and division in families, among church families, among believers. Lord, the unsaved are constantly living in that turmoil. Father, we repent of the unrighteousness that was done to us, or perhaps even our own error, the things we have done in thought, word, or deed. Forgive us, Lord, and we want to forgive those who trespass against us. Father, we thank you for your cleansing blood, the blood of Jesus, which is able to, as we said, as Scripture says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we thank you for that, Lord. Now, let me make something clear. It's important you understand this. To forgive someone who's hurt you or wronged you, it is not the same as to justify them. The fact of the matter is they could have been totally in the wrong. They could have been totally in error doing, saying whatever they said. But the point is you have to forgive them. Only God justifies. He sees exactly, He's the Spirit of Truth. He knows exactly what was done. And He handles all justification through Christ's death on the cross. God's asks us to forgive others in the way we have been forgiven. It is in the, quote, stead of Christ, in His place, that we must forgive. Being right, it really has nothing to do with it. It's not a question of do we choose to. We must forgive. That is the that is, as I said, Christianity 101. If you won't forgive, then your sins are going to be forgiven you. That's what Jesus said. Acts 3:19, this is an important scripture. Now remember, the Holy Spirit had been poured out. 120 in the upper room were filled with the Spirit, and they were dramatically transformed by the power of God. And yet, a few chapters after that, it says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." That's an important scripture if you wanted to write that down, if you're able. Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." If we're willing to repent, God takes care of the conversion process. He takes care of transforming us, of changing us from glory to glory. As we repent, our sins will be blotted out. And when we do that, there's times of refreshing. Isn't that what I've been talking about all week? A time of renewal. That's what we need. We need renewal, and especially on a spiritual level. So David said in Psalm 51 and 10, a beautiful prayer, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And this I'm going to share as I bring this broadcast to a close, a scripture I've always loved, a beautiful passage found in Isaiah 57 and 15. It's a prophetic word that God gave Isaiah. He declared, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we haven't quite gotten through all the things I want to share with you on spiritual renewal, and we will look forward to that next week. We'll take some time to finish this message, but it's very important, an important step to how we can be renewed spiritually, and how God, as we are individually renewed, how God's work will be restored and renewed. Praise God. Something we all desire. I love you, and I want you to know I pray for you every day. If you have specific prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, He has a reason to do so. Please jot down that contact information. Till next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.